Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I am with Captain Patrick Fitzgerald of the Orchard Park Police Department. And so far in the weeks coming up on the 4th of July, what's it been like with regard to fireworks and complaints about them?
Well, our fireworks complaints are up compared to what we saw back in 2019. Year-to-date 2019, we only had 6 fireworks complaints. As of today, we're at 40, so quite a significant increase compared to where we were last year.
How busy do you anticipate things come this holiday weekend?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to increase. You know, when you look at where we are now with COVID-19 compared to where we were last year, we got a lot of people that are home, a lot of people that had planned vacations that aren't going on vacation and will remain home. So we have a lot of people that are taking advantage of the use of fireworks, both legally and illegally. We also have a lot of people that are home that maybe otherwise wouldn't be home that aren't too happy about it and are filing complaints as a result.
Do you think that the COVID-19 shutdown and people having to stay home, that would be part of the reason why you're getting so many more calls this year compared to last year?
We believe that's the case. You know, between vacations that aren't occurring or can't occur and, you know, more people that are working from home, you know, we believe that is a significant reason for the increase that we're seeing.
Now, when it comes to the holiday weekend, how will police plan on prioritizing calls for illegal fireworks compared to other calls?
When it comes to responding to calls, you know, we respond by priority. So, you know, in progress, more violent emergency type calls will take precedence over a fireworks type call. But we will answer every call that we receive. And, you know, as always, we use discretion once we arrive at the call. And, you know, a lot of it depends on, you know, what's going on and where it's going on and the time of the night and different things like that. So, you know, there's different types of complaints. There's complaints that come from the noise. There's complaints that come from the proximity, especially there's portions of our town that are rural, and it's pretty dry. So, you know, fireworks that may be legally used may be used in a manner that's extremely reckless because of dry farm fields that are nearby. And then we've also get complaints that come from the smoke that comes from them. People that have breathing issues that are calling because of the effect it has on their health. So, you know, every call is handled individually, and the officers make a determination once they get there how they're going to handle it. And, you know, whether it's a warning or whether it's an arrest with confiscation of the illegal fireworks, if that's what's found, you know, they kind of figure it out as they go.
Which fireworks are legal and which cannot be used?
You know, that it's complicated when it comes to describing the fireworks. Describing them, you know, as A, B, and C doesn't really help people that much. You know, what previously had been used was fireworks that emit sparks but no noise are legal. Fireworks that emit no noise or that emit noise would be considered illegal. Isn't necessarily the case anymore. Certain types of bottle rockets are considered legal, but there's a report or there's noise that comes from them. So, you know, it's difficult. A lot of it depends on, you know, where it's purchased, you know, whether it's purchased locally here, and there's inspections done to determine that what's being sold is legal here in New York State versus somebody that travels out of state and purchases something that is still illegal here in New York State. So it is difficult, especially for the individual consumer, oftentimes to determine you know, we also have concerns, whether legal or illegal, people that are using fireworks in a dangerous manner, that are under the influence of something, or that are doing it near small children or small children that are actually handling the fireworks, and the injuries that can result, you know, from using those fireworks, from detonating them. We just ask that, you know, people are respectful of their neighbors. You know, there are military service members that suffer from PTSD that are affected by the noise. We know that there's a lot of domesticated animals. There's a lot of farm animals that are affected by the noise. And we've also had a very dry season. So, you know, the last thing we want to do is have somebody start a neighbor's house on fire, or start, you know, a field on fire, because they, you know, decide to fire off some fireworks in the middle of the night. So just be respectful, you know, make sure they're using them, if legal fireworks, using them in a safe manner. We don't want to see anybody get injured.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.